Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Beis. We are up to Sif Gimel, the top line of page Kuf Vav, the page following 210. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Garinei HaPeros, the seeds of fruit, Imhem Mesukim Mevarech Aleihem Borei Pri Ha'etz. So if the seeds of the fruit are sweet, we'll make the same bracha as the fruit, we'll make a Borei Pri Ha'etz. The imhe morim, and if they are bitter, eino mevarach aleihem klal. There's no bracha on the seeds. So the seeds have the two extremes. If they're sweet, we'll see them as shavua. It's lav dafka, they're sweet, but they're somewhat edible. So then the bracha is bari priya eitz. If they're inedible, so there's no bracha. The mitkon al yidei ho'or, and if they were inedible, but you sweeten them through fire, mevarach aleihem shahakol. Then the bracha goes to shahakol. So we start off, if they are sweet, so you make a ha'etz. If they're inedible, you make no bracha. If you make them edible through fire, so then it gets upgraded from no bracha to a shahakol. Says the Mishaburis of Katon Chav Gimel, Masukim. Like we pointed out, lav dafka. It doesn't specifically have to be that the seeds are sweet. Elo kol shachech nene mimenu b'miktsas. As long as the palate will benefit from them, get a little hanah, so that's considered enough that you'll make a boy priyates. V'atam shemevarech bari priyates, and the reason why the seeds will have the bracha bari priyates is mishum dehem nami chelik mechelke apri, because the seeds are part of the fruit, and therefore, just like the fruit is the eitz, the seeds that are edible will also be bari priyates. However, v'harbi achorim cholkem al zeh, many achorim argue on this mechaber. V'sviru, and they hold the eino mevarech bari priyates. You do not make a bracha on seeds even if they are sweet. The lo havi kapri gufa, they're not like the actual fruit itself. The eino mevarech aleihem ela bari priyadama, and the correct bracha on the seeds of the fruit would, instead of being ha'etz, would be a bari priyadama. V'chein haskamas hagra, and so too the gra agrees with those achronim and says the bracha on the seeds is adama. V'inderach bari priyaetz yotze b'di'evet, but even according to that shita, if you made a bari priyaetz, you would be yotze b'di'evet because lamaisa it is part of the fruit. V'im ochel agarin achar she'ochel apri, but if you already made a bari priyaetz on the fruit and now you want to eat the seeds afterwards, mistaber de lo kuliyama nifter bebirchas bari priyaetz sheberach al apri, then it's logical that according to everyone, even those who say the bracha really is bari priyadama, if you already made a bari priyaetz on the fruit and now you're eating the seeds afterwards, you could be yotze with that mishum dahavi tofel apri, because then the seeds coming after the fruit are considered secondary to the fruit. So again, the Mechaber says if the seeds are sweet, and the Mishabura pointed out, Slav Dafka is sweet, but you get some hanah from it, it's Bari Priyates. The Achronim argue, and they say the Bracha really is Bari Priyadama. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katon Chabbez. However, the Mechaber said if the seeds are bitter, you don't make a Bracha at all. Hainu she'enam ru'uyim lechol. They're not fit for eating. Afilo ayde'at chak. Even a pressing situation, you cannot eat them. They're inedible. So then there would be no Bracha. The Kanal Basel Sebez, like we discussed earlier in Sebez. If you then sweetened the inedible seeds, you then make a shahakol. Harbe achronim hikshu al zeh. Many achronim argue on this psak of the Mechaber that when you sweeten the inedible seeds, he says you make a shahakol. V'daitai, when their opinion is, v'ladasa mechaber degarinen havei kaprigufa, according to the sheet of the Mechaber that he's taking on the understanding of the Tosis and the Rosh, that the seeds are like the fruit itself. So im kein gam bin morum umitkon. So if they're bitter seeds and you sweeten them, ayidei ezedover, through some means, nami mevarach aleihem borei priyaetz. If it starts off as ha'etz, so even if it's bitter, so while it's bitter, you don't make a bracha. But if you sweeten it, then it goes back to the regular bracha of ha'etz. Kemo gabei shkedim hamarim hamavur b'sefei, like we'll see shortly, when it comes to bitter amids in sefei, that if they're bitter and you sweeten them, the bracha is ha'etz. See here also, they say that if they're inedible and you sweeten the seeds, if really the bracha on sweet seeds is ha'etz, so if they're bitter and you sweeten them, they're really considered like the ikapri, and you make a bari priyaetz. So that is a kasha that the Achronim ask on the Mechaber. V'yeshem et tarzim, so I want to answer, the Magen Avraham included, that filu l'dei azol l'adifa gar'inim kishkedim. Really, there's a chiluk between seeds that we're discussing over here that are inedible and you're making them sweet versus the shkedim that are bitter and inedible and you're making them sweet over there. By the shkedim, they are the main fruit. It's almonds. That is the fruit. Therefore, if they're inedible and you make them sweet, the bracha will be poi praise. Which is not the case by the seeds. They are not the ikar pri. Ulahachi, and therefore im heimarim lo nikri pri klalif. They're bitter, they're not called a fruit at all. Velo mahani b'mashem matkan acharkach, and it's not going to help that you sweeten it afterwards to get it a brach of eitz. And therefore, when it comes to the shkedim, that is the ikar pri. So if it's bitter, there's no brach of you sweetening, you'll make ha eitz. But the seeds, is, we said it's considered part of the fruit, but it's not the ikar pri. And therefore, if it's bitter and you sweeten it, there the mechaber will say it's shahakol. That's what the Magen Avraham explains. If you look in note number 31, the Chazon Ish gives a hesber. Normally, seeds, most seeds go to the garbage. Therefore, ein heim nechshavim pri af im mematkam. Therefore, they're not called the fruit, even if you sweeten them, and therefore the bracha shahakol. V'rakim rov ha-pri omed l'mitak. Only if the fruit itself, the majority of this fruit is omed to be sweetened, then mevarchin al-aboy pri'eitz. That'll be like the case of the shkedim. So that's the chilek that the Chazon Ish writes. We'll come back to this note shortly. Let's first finish the Mishnah Berurah. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Katan Chaf Hei. Mi'u ledina ein lozes mipsak ha-shulchan aruch. See, even though the Achronim asks a kasha, that if the Mechaber holds that when they're sweet, they're ha'eitz, and that when they're bitter, there's no bracha, and the Mechaber said, when you sweeten, it should be a shahakal, the Achronim argue and say, no, if it's the pri, that it's ha'eitz when it's sweet, so if it's bitter and you sweeten, it should go back to ha'eitz, like the shkedim. So that was a kasha that they asked on the Mechaber, and therefore they argued on the Mechaber. But says the Mishavur, halach l'maisa, you should not veer off the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which is if you sweeten the bitter seeds, you will make a shahakal. Why? The belav hochi kasavnu mikodem, because anyway we learned earlier in the beginning of this sif das harbe achronim vagro mechlala, many achronim hold and the gro included with them lachlok al ikir din of the mechaber. They argue on the whole ikir din of the mechaber where he says seeds that are sweet are ha'etz. Uditu gam garinim mesukim ein mevarech aleim rak lachala yoseh rak boi pri adama. And all the achronim argue with the mechaber and they say the bracha on seeds that are sweet are hadama, they're not ha'etz. The lav prinin, who they hold it's not the fruit. Umenela bimarum umitkan aydeya ors. The menela, if they were bitter and you sweetened it through the fire, einu mevarach aleim ela shakol. Therefore, according to them, for sure you'd make a shakol. Basically, there's a machlokes rishonim between the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh holds that sweet seeds are ha'etz, and he holds that if they're bitter and you sweeten them, the bracha goes back to ha'etz. The Rashba holds that the garin that's sweet, you make a bar pri adama, and if it's bitter and you sweeten it, you make a shahakol. And the mechaber is sort of picking and choosing. On the one hand, he says the seed itself is an eitz, that's like the Rosh. And then he says if it was bitter and you sweeten, you make a shahakol, that's like the Rashba. So that was the question they were asking on him before, but the bottom line is, since we had a way of the Magen Avraham and the Chazon Ish, we had a way to answer up for the Mechaber Shita himself, plus you have the Achronim that go with the Rashba, that really the Ikar Bracha on the sweetened seeds is Bari Pri Adama, and if it was bitter and you sweeten it for them, it's for sure Shahako, so therefore we go with the Psak of the Mechaber, that when they are bitter and you sweeten them, the Bracha will be Shahako. Now there's a very important note over here that we must read, and that is the rest of Note 31, the second paragraph. Uleinyan garine dalas levonim. When it comes to pumpkin seeds, which we see people eating sometimes, the white pumpkin seed, o avatiach kluyim, or roasted watermelon seeds, the Or LeZion writes, shehagarinim hamitzuyim bachanut, the seeds that are found for purchase in the stores, birchasam borei pri adama. The bracha on those seeds is borei pri adama. Kevan shein boim mizon miyuchot shel dalas vavatiel shen nizra avuram. The ones that are being sold in the stores are the watermelons and the pumpkins that are grown for their seeds. And therefore the seeds are the ikar pri, and therefore the bracha is borei pri adama. V'nasu ikar kapri atzmo. They're made like an ikar, like the fruit itself, and the bracha is adama. Omnam. Very important, imhotziu osam babayis. But if you bought a watermelon, or you bought a pumpkin, you took the seeds out at home, v'yivshu osam bashemesh, and you sun-dried them, nasu garinim elu kishar garini aperos shebrechosam shahakol. Those seeds get the bracha of a shahakol. That's what the Or LeZion writes, v'chein hora agon raval yashiv. And agon raval iskarelis. They all hold that these seeds, if you buy them in the store as such, so they were made, they were planted for that purpose, they're an ikar pri, and the bracha is bari pri adama, like the pri itself. But if you make it at home, you bought a regular watermelon that was planted for eating the watermelon, not for the seeds, and therefore, if you sweeten the seeds and you make them geschmack, the bracha will be shahakol. So you can have watermelon seeds, and one pile of them will be adama, and one will be shahakol. Very interesting psak. The next paragraph he writes, the garinim shechorim chamaniyos, this is sunflower seeds. The Or LeZion writes, "Berchasam bari pri adama, sunflower seeds are bari pri adama. Sheshone din shar garine hapero shelo natu es ha'ilan adas ha'garinim." It's different than other seeds. Other seeds, the tree is not planted for the seeds. They're an offshoot. They're a side product. V'lochein ha'garinim nechshavim tfeilim lapri, and therefore the seeds are considered secondary to the fruit. Migarine chaminos. There's a difference between them and sunflower seeds. She'ein b'tzemach atzmo pri. There is no fruit in the sunflower. There is no fruit. There's only a seed. Ela hagarinem heim ha'ikir. They are the ikir. The afshe ikir gidol achamaniot hu kidei lahutzi mem shemen. Even though b'ikir the sunflowers are planted to make sunflower oil. Mikomakom kevan she'ashemen ayotze mehem hu zeya ba'alma. Since the oil that comes out is like sweat. Ve'ein lo shein pri. It doesn't have the name of a fruit. So ein hagarinim tfeilim elov. The seeds are not considered secondary to the oil. The ein chashivos elo b'mash megadlim oso ledover sheshem priyalov the hainu hagarinim. The ikur of the sunflower is the sunflower seeds, and therefore the bracha on sunflower seeds is bari priyadama. So that is the maskana over here. Sunflower seeds are adama. Pumpkin seeds, watermelon seeds that you buy in the store are hadama. Homemade pumpkin seeds and watermelon seeds are shahako. We go weiter in the mechaber sivdalim. Shemen Zayas. Now we get to olive oil. We discussed by wine that wine has a special bracha, Bari Piragafim, but wine and olives are the two fruit, and we discussed this after the shir a couple of nights ago, that the fruit is the ikir for the juice that comes out of it. The ikir of olives is for the oil that comes out. The ikir of grapes is the wine that comes out. And therefore the bracha on the juice that comes out of olives and that comes out of wine should really be Bari Piragafim. So olive oil, as we'll see in a moment, the bracha, when you make a bracha, and it's not so pasha, we'll see the lacha, the bracha is bari priya eitz. Wine should also be bari priya eitz, but because we saw the chashivas of wine, it got its own bracha, bari priya gofen. But really, it's going on the pri, so it should have been bari priya eitz, it was upgraded to bari priya gofen. Those are the only two fruit that the ikar is the juice that comes out, and those are the parts that really get the bracha, bari priya eitz, bari priya gofen, because that is the ikar part of the pri, is the liquid that comes out. With that introduction, we can understand Siv Dalet. Shemen Zayas. Now, it's more geschmack to drink wine on its own than to drink olive oil on its own, as the Mechaber will tell us right now. So, if you have olive oil, Im Shaso Kemo Shehu, if you drank plain old olive oil, as is, Eino Mevarech Olav Klal, you make no bracha on that. Mishum Dazuke Mazikle, it's not very good for you. It's damaging to you, it causes Hezek, no bracha. However, if you ate it with bread, you also don't make a bracha, but for a different reason. The pas ikr, because then the bread is the ikr, umavarech al ikr, poter as atfela. So either way, you're not making a bracha on olive oil. If you drink it plain, it's not really good for you, it's damaging, no bracha. You drink it with bread, so the bread's the ikr, and the bracha, the hamotzi, covers the olive oil, so there's no bracha. V'im shesom ba'ura v'mei silka. But now it gets interesting. So you mix your olive oil with beet juice. You mix it with another liquid. Hanikra nigron. Sha'oz eino mazik. Then it's not damaging anymore. Adarabba, the opposite is true. Hu moel lagaron im choshesh begrono. It's actually good for your throat if you have a sore throat. So havale shemen ikr. So then the olive oil is the ikr. Umuvarech olav bari priya eitz. And the bracha on the olive oil beet juice mixture will be bari priya eitz. Like the bracha on olive oil, like we just mentioned, the bracha on the olive oil is like the bracha on the olive, because that's the ikur of the priest, so the bracha will be by priyates. V'im eino miskavin l'refuah, but if you're not drinking this mixture for refuah, your throat is fine. El la'achila sam, you want to eat it. Havele anigron ikur, then the beet juice, the anigron is the ikur. V'eino mevarech ela al ha'anigron shahakol. Then you make the bracha on the anigron, which is a shahakol. So let's see the mishabura, some very interesting things will come out. Sivkotan chavav, you drink olive oil kemoshu as is, below tarovas davar acher lahachlish koach hashemim. You don't mix it with anything that will dull the power of the oil, you just drink the straight up oil, there is no bracha. Sivkotan chav zayin da'azuke mazakle, it's damaging. Vafilu choshesh begrono nameinu mavarach, even if you have a sore throat and that's why you're drinking the plain olive oil, you still do not make a bracha. The shemen kemoshu ein nena mimenu. That's not called the hanah if you drink olive oil plain. So even if your kavana is for your sore throat, then it might help for your sore throat, but there is no bracha on that. Now let's just pause for a second and look at note 32, the third paragraph. Ulagabe shemen zayis hamotsui bizmanenu. Our olive oil that we have in the stores today, Shemotzia mimenu asachomrim hamazikim. They take out anything damaging. Our olive oil is healthy. If you see your kids drinking olive oil, you don't have to call the poison control, according to this note. It's not mazikim. So donu haposkim, the poskim dan up. Ha'im mishtana dino, does the din change nowadays with our olive oil? So das hagon revozner, she'af al-piken nechshav kemazik le'inyo chiyo bracha. Once it was considered a chiyo mazik, in the olden days it's still considered a mazik, and therefore it is not chayiv in any bracha. V'chein kosa v'shalom shivas or letzion, shalomaisa ein nirish shenishtanu ativim edinze. We don't say the nature has changed lagabe this damaging effects of the olive oil. V'av shenirish she'enu mazik, even though we see lamaisa, it's not damaging. Ein ze raya, that's not a raya. V'yitochen shu mazik b'ofen she'enu nikar. Interesting. It could be, we don't recognize the damage, but it could be the olive oil is damaging the person without us recognizing it, and therefore there would still be no bracha. V'lochein ein levarach Hashem and Zayas. But the alcohol ponim arotzalish also the ma'aseh. For some reason, you want to drink plain olive oil. Yevarich bircha shahakol al davar acher. You should make a shakol on something else and then drink it. The yifter es Hashem and Zayas, and then you should patter up the Hashem and Zayas with the other shahakol that you are having. Okay, let's stop there in the note. Let's go back to the Mishabura. We are in Sif Katon Chav Ches. So he said, if you drink the olive oil on its own, it's damaging, no bracha. If you eat it with bread, also no bracha, because the bread is the ikir, and the bracha on the bread patters the olive oil. Says the Mishavurah Chavchas Pirish. Afagav the impas einu mazik le'ashemim. Even though with bread, the oil is not damaging. The adarabah and fakert nenem is that you get benefit from it. Aval alko ponem einu mevarachal of you. Still don't make a bracha on it. Mishum dahavele pas ikir. Because the bread is the ikar over the olive oil, and the bracha of hamotzi on the bread patters the olive oil. Sivkotun chavtes, as the mechaber says, because you always make a bracha on the ikar, patters the tefila. V'afilu haya shemen harbi, even if you're drinking a lot of oil. Nami einu elo tafel apas, it doesn't matter how much oil you have, the bread is the ikar, and the oil is secondary to the bread. However, says the mishabura, v'chol zeb ochla shemen lafes boas apas, it's only true that the bread is the ikar. And the oil is a tafel. If you're having the bread and you're dipping it in oil, you're drinking a little oil as a secondary food, like a dip with the bread. But if you're sitting down for this little meal because you have a sore throat and you want to drink olive oil, that is your kavana. You want the olive oil. Rak ochel azem ma'at pas. You're just taking along with it a little bread. Kidei sheyuchal lechol Hashem and imul loyazikenu. You're only eating a little bread with the oil because you don't want the oil to damage you. So you're having the bread as secondary to the oil. But zem nikri Hashem and ikker. In that case, the shemen in fact is the ikker. And as we know, the brach on the shemen is bari priya eitz. Upoter hapas hatfeilavo. And there the eitz on the olive oil will patter the bread they're eating with it. The ein sarach lital yadayim levarach hamotzi. You don't have to wash. You don't have to make a hamotzi. If you look in the Sharetzion Oslamid, miu b'miskavim b'achilas pas gam lasbia ravono. If you're also hungry and you have a little kavana also to satisfy your hunger with the bread, mistaber de bezelu kuyama hapas ikru poter hashemen. Then it goes back to the regular rule, and the pas is the ikr. The only way the pas is not the ikr, if you're just doing it because you have a sore throat, and you don't want to damage you, so you have a little bread along with it. But if you have kavana also for the bread, and for the oil, bread is the ikr, you make hamotzi, and that covers the olive oil. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, V'yesh cholkin v'svirlu, there are those who argue and they hold the apich yagavna pas ikr. Even in this case, we really just want the oil for your throat and you're having the bread so it shouldn't damage you. Even in that case, some say the bread would be the ikr. Now there is an interesting note over here, and that's note number 33. The Mishnah Berurah said over here that when you're having the olive oil for the olive oil purposes and the bread so it shouldn't damage you, you don't have to wash your hands. Ein sarach lito yadav. You look at note 33, he points out, Lagabe, one who is eating bread to sweeten the sharpness of the whiskey. So we said earlier in Kuf Nun Ches of Koton Yud, Sheish Machlokis, and Sar Natil Hazadayim, there was a Machlokis, you have to wash your hands. The Alkain, therefore the Mishnah Berurah says there, it depends how much bread you're eating. Im Yesh Bapas Pachos Me Shir Kazayas, you have less than a Kazayas, Yesh Lahokil Shalito Kashit Fela, then you don't have to wash your hands when it's a Tafel. Kevan Sheish Mekilim Bechol Achila Pachos Me Kazayas. There are some sheet that hold anytime you're eating less than a Kazayas of bread, you don't have to wash your hands. So certainly over here, if it's less than a Kazayas and it's a Tafel, you certainly would not need to wash your hands. She ain't certainly feels a dying. Ach, Im Apas Beshir Kazayas O Kabetza, but if the Pas is a Kazayas or more, Yito Yodav Lo Yivarech. So it's interesting, when the pas is tovel to the whiskey, we brought a machlokes, if you're going to have to wash your hands or not. And over here the Mechaber just says straight away, when it's secondary to the olive oil, he just says you would not have to wash your hands. He doesn't differentiate between eating less than a kezias and more than a kezias. Just as a secondary, there he said it depends if it's less than a kezias and more than a kezias. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. Now we get to the case where you in fact would make a bracha on the olive oil. So you have your oil not with bread, but rather it's mixed with the meisulka, which is the beet juice, the anigrun. So cut and lamed. V'hu adinim ervu im ezer shar mashke b'inyin shenena me'ashem el ha'ideza v'inu maziko. It's lav dafka, you're mixing with olive oil. It's lav dafka, you're mixing the olive oil with the beet juice. It's just an example, that's what they used to do. But any other drink that you're mixing it with will have the same din that we're saying over here. And that is, that if you are sick, you have a sore throat, then the shemen is the ikr, you'll make a bar pri'ay. It says the Mishabur lamed aleph. Havalei shemen ikr, de mirakech umirapes agon, it softens and it heals the throat. The afal gavde ha nigron mirubala shemen, even though percentage-wise there's more on nigron than oil, still you make a bar pri'ay on the oil. De lo as linan kan basarova mashka, we don't go after the majority in volume. Eloko davar she ikr kavanoso. What is your main intention? Hu ikir l'inyin ha-bracha, that is ikir l'gavi the bracha. And here, the ikir is your sore throat, and therefore you want the olive oil. You don't want it to damage you, so you mix it maybe with a lot of anigron. The bracha is bo'er pri'etz in the entire mixture. V'asheni niftar b'birchaso, and the second one is patted up with that bracha. Sivkotan lamed beis, so again, if you have a sore throat, you mevarech olav bo'er pri'etz. U'la'acharav me'ein shalos imshasa kishir. And you would make afterwards an al ha'etz, if you drank the proper shear, it's one of the Zayin Minim, even though it's a liquid, the bracha achrona on the olive oil, if you had a shear of the olive oil specifically, the other drink mixed in with it would not factor in, as opposed to wine that's diluted with water. Together, the wine and the water is called wine, so all you need is a shear of a revius of the mixture. But over here, you would absolutely need to have a shear of the olive oil, it's a machlokas, bracha achrona on the liquid, if it has to be a kezias, which is a third of a revius, or if it has to be a revius. If katan la megimel, we said, if you are not having this mixture for refuah purposes, the anigron is the ikr. So here we have a very interesting machlokas, the Taz and the Magen Avram. Umashma v'divri ataz, the mairi shemei hasilka heim harov. The Taz is mashma that when we say the anigron is the ikr, it has to be the anigron is the rov l'gabe shemen, ulefika chashemen nitfalo. So the Taz seems to understand over here, if you have a sore throat, the oil is automatically the ikr, no matter what the percentage is, and you're making a bracha of bari pri eitz. If you don't have a sore throat, so then the Taz says, it depends what's the majority. If the silka is the majority, you make a bracha of shahakol. If the olive oil is the majority, you'll make a bari pri eitz. That's how the Taz understands. Even though the Mechaber says, if you're not mechavin l'refua el achila, the anigron's the ikr, and you make a shahakol, so the Taz, that's only if it's the majority, but not across the board. Even if the anigron is the minority, nami anigron ikr, still the anigron is the ikr. Kol she'eino l'rufua elalecha. The Magen Avram holds, if it's not a refuah, it's only for eating. Always, even if it's the minority, the anigron is the ikr, umavarech al anigron upotar hashemen. Then you will make a bracha of shahakol on the anigron, that will patter up the oil. Sefkotin la medalit, the bracha again on the anigron, mixture, when either it's a majority or if it's not for refuah, machlokas, it will be shahakol. Kain kosav ha-Rambam, so writes the Rambam, Shom, v'chein muchach b'talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. V'amogin Avram, Toma, the Mogin Avram, asked the Bam Kasha, to ha-mavur le-kamon b'simin reishei, the birchas mei ha-shlokos v'bori p'yadam, we're going to learn later on in reishei, that if you cook up vegetables, the vegetable soup, even if you take out the vegetables, the brachas hadama. So why over here with the bracha on the beet juice, be shahakol, it should be hadama, beets are hadama, so if you cooked up the beets and you made beet juice, it should be like any other vegetable soup that you make, where the bracha gets the bracha of the vegetables, it should be bar pi hadama. V'hagra miyashva, and the gra answers the kasha of the Magen Avram, and he says, the hocha shem misakno v'shtia, here fixing it up not for eating purposes, but for drinking purposes, harehu kimashke. This gets a din of mashke ubirchaso shakel. It's not like the shlokos, so it's not hadama, it would be shakel. If you look in one last shot, it's here over here in Os Lamed Vav, he writes, ochin, bekama rishonim, in many rishonim, or some rishonim, v'heim bahag v'riaz, The inyan of the meishlakos, when it comes to the inyan of meishlakos, v'abudraham mevur lehedya degam bekan birchaso bor priadamuk asfaras harav magen avram. So some rishonim actually agree with the magen avram. They came before the magen avram, but they actually hold the bracha on the anigron would not be shahakol like the mechaber is saying. The bracha actually will be bor priadama, just like any vegetables that are cooked in water. The liquid afterwards is bor priadama. Here also, we will stop here and we'll continue next year, mitzvah Hashem, with siv hay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.